Okay, this hour we'll take your phone calls with Christy Robinette. We'll need your birth month and day, and then she'll do what she does when we come back. And welcome back to Coast, Christy Robinette with us. We'll get to your calls as well as we talk about you. Now, where do people get your book, Born Under a Good Sign, Christy?
It is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, pretty much anywhere books are sold.
Super. Did you have fun writing it?
I did have fun. It was fun to also talk to. I had a lot of people that I had contact me about the different stereotypes of their sun sign or the sun sign of the ones they loved, and it was just fun to kind of hear what their expectations were of other people.
What would you like people to bring away from this book after they read it?
Communication, because I think that we're in a time where we've stopped communicating with people, or we've become those keyboard warriors. And with this book, I'm hoping that it will open up communication with one another.
Now, will the book teach people to be astrologers or psychic or something else?
No, I think it's just going to give you more of an awareness of the people that you have in your life, whether it's the boss or one of your children, or if it's a spouse or someone that you hope to have a love relationship with.
Are people in our lives put there for a reason?
I believe so. I believe that we have soul groups, and we're given different people, different souls in different seasons of our life, and it is to help us or sometimes give us lessons that we need.
What do the dead want with you most of the time, Christy? Are they trying to convey messages to the people that they cared about, or what do they want?
Most all of the time, it's a message. It's not necessarily a 911 or it's unfinished business like the television shows try to put out
there. Portray, sure.
Yeah, it's most of the time just a message of, most of the time, love.
The money's in the mattress.
I had that happen.
Did
Talk
you?
About downriver.
Tell me what happened.
Yeah, I had a client that purchased a home and had pacing. They just kept waking up, and he kept hearing this pacing all night, all day, all the time. And he's like, I'm Lutheran. I don't believe in this. You know, I'm not supposed to believe in this. And I came over there, and there was a man in spirit who was really agitated, and he kept saying, there's money that's hidden. There's money hidden in the garage, and it's supposed to go to my wife, who ended up having Alzheimer's and was in a home. And sure enough, he found money in the garage.
Was that somebody in Allen Park by any chance?
It was.
See, I'm psychic.
It was downriver, and it was mob money.
It was?
It really was.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Let's take some calls. You ready?
Yes.
We're going to start with Marianne, Youngstown, Ohio, birth date Feb 25th. Marianne, welcome to the program. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Wonderful. Now, do you want them to ask you a specific question, Christy?
Yeah, I'd love a question, because then otherwise Marianne's going to get a whole hour reading.
Well, you can't do that because you got a million people on hold here.
Perfect. What's your question, Marianne?
I just want to know what you see for my future and, my health.
Perfect. So
future and the health, in Feb 25th.
So she's a Pisces, right? And Pisces are incredibly sensitive, sympathetic. They're very loving. They sometimes don't really want to be bothered by people, though. They don't like stupid people, per se. Health-wise, my stomach, actually. Legally, I'm not supposed to diagnose. But when I tune in, there's some digestive issues that they're worried about, and they keep focusing on the stomach and the esophagus. So for the next year, they want to make sure that you might end up having to see a GI doctor. There's something going on with a food sensitivity that is connecting to it. And there's actually a male on the other side that's giving me this information that feels like either a brother or an uncle. It's not a father. And he shows that he had similar problems as well. I don't see a 911 with regards to the health, but they just keep showing me something with that digestive system, specifically connecting to this next summer that's coming up. They just want you to be okay for the summer months.
Oh, for the stomach area?
Digestive issues, absolutely.
The only one on the other side would be my husband died, Ronnie.
It could be a husband. He just keeps, were you, and this is going to sound really stupid and I don't want it to, but were you guys best friends?
Pardon me?
Were you guys also friends, Marianne?
Oh, yeah, we were best friends always.
Okay, because
he said I was the only person with, you know, we got along really good.
I love it. He loves you so much. He's not ready for you to come to the other side.
No rush, right? No rush.
Okay. Yeah.
I always tell people, not afraid of dying, but I'm in no rush to get there.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Thanks, Marianne. Good luck to you. Hope everything works out for you. When you get these feelings, how do they come to you? Now, as a medium, that helps. But how do they approach you? Do they sense, like when Mary's on the phone, do they know and then they come to you or what? How does that work?
Yeah, so for me, it's the dialing of the phone. So I get the first name and I get her birth date. And it's sort of like my guides and my angels go run and get people that are connected.
Interesting. Okay, let's go to Candy in Clarkson, Michigan, March 24th for Candy. Hi, Candy. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much. I feel very blessed to be on.
Super. Now, how about a question for Christy?
I'm a good person, but I've been going through a lot of tough times, like wall after wall after wall, and I just want to get better.
So you're in my stomping grounds. That's where you are. You're not too far from where my
hometown is. No, I'm about 45 minutes.
Yeah, I'm actually, I live by DT, by Pine Knob. We call it Pine Knob.
Oh, that's pretty up there. Nice.
Oh, yeah,
nice,
that's
area.
Exactly. Yeah, then you're a minute away from me.
Exactly. So you're an Aries sun sign, right? And as we were talking about Aries before, you know, I said that they're the leaders. They always feel like they have to be in charge. Doesn't feel like you are in charge, but you feel like you have to have all of your crap together. And the last 3 years have been pretty brutal for you. Not all Aries, but for you. And they show that there's this lifting that's about to happen. They almost show it in, like, you've been, this is going to sound weird, but like you've been giving birth. You know, you've been laboring for the last 3 years. And there's a female on the other side that's just this amazing, beautiful woman. And she keeps holding a cup out to you as if to say, okay, you're going to be able, you know, once you get hydrated and once you start to take care of yourself and stop taking care of everybody else, because you're always giving too much of yourself. And I love that she's giving to you. So now it's time for you to actually create some boundaries. And they show some financial security and some freedom that's going to be coming around your birthday time, around April, May. And they're really excited about you staying very practical, and you just have to sort of set some boundaries up.
Well, you know what? This is scary, but you're exactly on the money on everything you said.
Perfect. Yeah. Thanks, Candy.
Stop taking care of everybody else. It's about you.
What about predictions? Do you make predictions? Not about individuals, but about events?
I don't love predictions. It kind of goes back to that conversation we had with regards to, you know, if you see something really bad happen, are you going to tell it?
Right.
Because I think that there is the ability to shift things. I sense situations, you know, or worldly events that are going to come up, but I don't like to put that energy into it because I don't want to feed that monster.
First-time caller, Four-Leaf Doug, truck driving in Ohio, and Doug's birthday is June 17th. Does that make him a Gemini? I think so.
It does, yeah.
Hey, Doug, how are you?
Hey, excellent, George. You know, I was so close. I had a ticket to see you in Columbus the day before Mother's Day, and I got sick and couldn't make it.
Oh, no. We may be in Indianapolis this year, so come on up there.
Good, I'll try it again. Yeah, I've been a Coast Insider since 2007, so.
Super, hope you like it.
So, yeah, Christy.
Yes.
I had a question, and I've never heard it before. I've never even had a reading before, but my question is, having a mental illness, does it disrupt or does it water down your sign?
It does. It definitely plays with just feeling secure with who you are, is what it is. And I think it waters down everything. It waters down your passion. It waters down your determination. It keeps you stifled, is what it does. And not saying that medication is a bad thing, because I do not believe that, but sometimes the medications that we're given to sort of help different situations, whether it's mental or health, also does that.
Sometimes it's too much.
Yeah, sometimes it is too much.
I have bipolar, and all I take is lithium, but I've always wanted to know that if it waters down or interrupts my Gemini sign.
Well, you're kind of on the cusp, too. So you have some Cancer energy as well. And that Cancer energy is extremely, it's extremely sensitive. So you get that water sign, and then the Gemini says, I want to be with people, and the Cancer says, I don't want to be with people because it's too much. So you're very empathic, meaning that you pick up on the energies of other people, and you're in a really tough zodiac cusp because it's a lot of feeling.
All right, good luck, Doug. And lithium is also a natural supplement, which I probably wouldn't hurt him.
No, I don't think that it's hurting him. I just think that sometimes it numbs people. So their intuition's not as heightened.
Numbs or masks them a little bit?
Yes. Yeah.
Astrology or psychics, of course, can they create the reason for your existence, your soul? Can you tell people, hey, you know, you're supposed to be this? Do you ever do that?
I think there's an outline that we give. We don't necessarily subject them to be this or that. And if somebody is forcing, you know, this is the occupation and anything other than that, you know, you're going to not have, you know, a wonderful life. I think you need to stay away from somebody like that.
Let's go to Susan in Sacramento. March 29th is Susan's birthday. Hey, Susan, welcome to the program.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. You got a question there for Christy?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been interested in astrology since I've been 12. And my family also was against it, but I turned them around by the time I was 13. But anyway, I would like to know what you see for me this coming year.
You're another Aries, so another one that's, you know, kind of had a difficult couple of years. But what I love about your energy is that you too are, you know, the you're not necessarily the people pleaser, but you're definitely the teacher. You're the people teacher. So your sort of soul energy is about, and you even said that, you know, turning your family around in 1 year, you know, that astrology has a connection, you know, for you. What I love about you is that they show, there's another male that's there for you on the other side, and they kind of give me this feeling of Harry Potter. They keep handing you different wands, showing that you've got all these different talents and all these different achievements, and showing me victory all around you. So there is a creative project that you're supposed to be starting in this next year that you're supposed to explore. So I don't know if you're trying to write something or what it is, but it's something very creative. And or you're supposed to help somebody else with this creative talent. And they say that what you're really good at is not being a defeatist. You keep trying. You try and try again. And you dust yourself off and you help dust other people off. And that's, we need more of you in this world, Susan.
Does that make sense for you, Suze?
Yeah. Is the other guy that's on the other side, is his name Gene?
He shows himself as being a friend and not a relative.
Yeah.
And he says that his passing, he wasn't really ready to pass.
Good old Gene.
We were good friends, and he always did look out for me.
He's a good guy. He's helping you. He thinks he's Harry Potter. He's handing you a bunch of wands.
Wow. He did come and visit me a few times, too.
Perfect.
Wow.
Perfect. Thank you for sharing him.
So I was wondering if he was still around, because I haven't heard from him in quite a while.
He's around. He's just worried you're too stressed out.
He's doing his things. Thanks, Suze. Yeah. Appreciate it. Let's take another call or two before the break and come back and wrap things up with final phone calls with our special guest, Christy Robinette. Her book is called Born Under a Good Sign. Are they all good signs?
They're all good signs.
That's what
I thought. They all have positive. And it's the reason why I named it that is because if you ask somebody, you know, the whole, you know, what is your sign, you know, when you're dating somebody, sort of, you know, tongue in cheek, is everyone thinks that their sign is the best sign.
What's the sign for September 5th?
September 5th is...
What is that?
It's a Virgo.
A Virgo. That's my little great-grandchild.
Virgos are...
Little Mila is a little... She's a little Virgo, and she's smiling at 2 months already.
I love that. They're very sweet. They're very strong-willed.
Let's go to Barry in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Hey, Barry, welcome to the show. Barry's birthday, December 5th. Hi, Bear.
Hello, George. Always a pleasure, buddy. And I was just getting ready to tell you, Michael, your new screener there, he seems like a mighty fine young man.
Fill-in screener, not new screener. Fill-in.
Yes, you're right.
Poor Tommy will be listening to the show thinking we dumped him.
Matter of fact, I was telling Michael, I said, if you're learning from Tommy Danhauser, you're learning from the best.
That's true. Now, what's your question, speaking of the best?
Basically, I just wanted to let her know that I'm 76 years old, and my birthday's been on December 5th every year since then.
You're 76 years young is what you are.
You got it. Thank you. Tell me about Sagittarians.
I love Sagittarians. Sagittarians are the CEOs of the world. They are great at their role of being important. Sometimes they show everybody else how important they are. They're very goal-oriented. They are the fixers, but they also are very opinionated. So you have to be careful that you don't get into situations where you don't want to budge. Or do you hold grudges? Because there's a female on the other side that said that you held grudges. It could be a mom energy.
Might be. He hung up already. So.
Oh, did he? All right.
He's a regular caller.
I love his energy.
He's a good guy. He comes to some of our live stage shows, by the way.
Perfect.
When I first met him, he was so excited about being at this stage show. He was up at the front before the program even started. Packed house. And he's up there kind of like dancing. And Tom's looking at this guy. He didn't know who Barry was in terms of his appearance. He knew of him from the phone calls.
Right.
And Tom's looking through the curtain going, oh, my God, George, I think we got a drunk out front.
We got a problem.
You know? So he called the security guy, and he said, we got a guy who's drunk out there. And it was just Barry dancing away, having a good old time. But we're going to come back and take final calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Christy, I'm curious, is your book available on Audible?
It is not.
Let's try to do that for you.
We should do that.
And you'd probably have to read it, but it would be great for people who are visually impaired or just, you know, want to listen to books on audiobooks.
That's important to me. My mom was actually blind, and she loved to read. And when she lost her sight, she, you know, really needed the books on tape at that time, so...
Yeah, it's really great. But a lot of people just don't want to read anymore. They want to listen, and it's convenient that way. So
I agree.
You know, first try to go to audible.com to start, and if you need some help, we'll do what we can to help you, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, you just let us know. Now, when you have done what you do, and the spirit of the departed visits you, how do you get rid of them?
Yeah, sometimes they are like the...
Pesty.
They are feisty. They are determined to get their message across or to, you know, not leave until they get that. So I try to be as polite. I try to be polite to people, and I try to be polite to those on the other side and do as best as I can to get that across. Once in a great while, you know, I'll have somebody even on social media that a loved one of theirs will come through and they'll be specific with who it's for. And I contact them. I'm not the one that's going to say, oh, you got to pay for a reading. You know, I'm going to hold your message as hostage. I won't do that. So sometimes, you know, that has happened.
Of the 12 zodiacs or astrological charts, is there one that's just far superior to the others, or are they all about the same?
I think they all have wonderful characteristics, and they all have weaknesses.
Oh, they do?
Okay. 12 of them all together makes this amazing balance that we need in this world.
If you were building a team, whether it was a business team or a sports team, would you try to vary the zodiacs? And by that I mean, if you were putting together a football team, would you try to get, 12 different players who would have 12 different signs? Would they?
I think that that's actually an interesting, in my quote, real world, I was an HR organizational development person.
Yeah.
So my job was actually to, you know, create the best teams possible in corporate. And so whether it's a football team or whether it's corporate, I think the variances of the astrological signs do help offer, you know, the best balance for what you need, but also knowing the positives and the weaknesses, because each of us have that, unfortunately. Like Aries are great leaders. They're amazing.
They all have different strengths, right?
They do. And Pisces, who, you know, come last, they are also great leaders. They just do it in a different way.
Let's go to calls now. Let's go to Mark in Pasadena, California. November 6th for Mark. So he's got a birthday that just came up. Yeah, happy birthday, Mark.
Hey, thanks, George. Yeah, I just had it. Yeah, I talked to you. I'm the guy from Nebraska that had the dad that knew Starkweather.
Yes, and, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm in Pasadena. I'm driving a moving truck back to Omaha in a couple days probably. So.
Okay, cool. Now, you have a question for Christy about yourself?
Yeah. I don't know. I've been trying to get myself together. And because I've been moving around, I was living in California for a while, and I'm trying to get back to Nebraska. And my parents passed away, and last year my mom passed away, and I'm just trying to, I don't know, went through kind of depression for a while, and just some hard times, and just trying to get back into my career working again, I was trying to connect with some old friends and stuff back in Lincoln and Omaha, and I have a girl I met online, and she sounds like she really cares about me. I've been talking to her. She's in another country, she seems like a really sweet girl and really cares about me for some reason. I can't even figure out why.
Oh, stop it, Mr. Scorpio. Happy birthday, by the way. Yeah, we are our own worst enemies, aren't we? The Scorpios tend to be very, very hard on ourselves. It's interesting. As soon as you said your birthday, there was a mom energy that came through, really serene and calm. She's made her travels, her journey to the other side, and she feels very whole again. As much as you might still be having the grief, she feels very whole. She's really trying to help kind of navigate you through all of this, you know, the future of security of everything. And I do actually believe that you're going to meet somebody special in 2020. So they show me around summertime is when there's going to be a friendship. I don't know if it's who you're talking to now or if it's somebody that's in the neighboring community that you end up moving to, but they show that she's very loyal, she's very trustworthy, and then it's going to turn into a romantic relationship. She's a little bit younger than you, a little bit. So, but they show that she's very mature, and I don't know if you necessarily want to get married, but I do see you wanting to be attached. There is prosperity that's coming for you as well. So once you start to set roots, Mark, you're going to feel much more whole again yourself. And talk to mom and dad, because they're trying to help you from the other side, especially mom. She's trying to help you.
How about that? Any other follow-up question, Mark?
Sounds like she connected with me pretty well. Do you do private readings or like do you have an email or something like that?
I do. Yeah, ChristyRobinette.com is my website. I do sessions all over the world.
We've got that link for you, Mark, at Coast to Coast.
At Coast to Coast. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. What country is she from? I'm curious.
Thailand.
Okay. Yeah, I've got a friend who just got married to a girl from Thailand. Very, very stringent in terms of citizenship here in this country. Just
That's
so you
hard.
Know, you can get yeah. yourself a good immigration. If you end up falling in love, get yourself a good immigration attorney. That may be the toughest country for somebody to come into our country and stay. It's tough. Some of the laws are tough there.
So I'm not seeing that happen. I don't want to negate that romance. You know how, George, we were talking about, you know, telling the good, the bad, and the ugly?
Yep.
I still feel like he's going to end up meeting somebody near him where it's going to be a little bit, I don't want to say easier, but a little bit easier. And they keep saying that she may be a teacher. So occupationally, there's something very teaching-like.
Keep all the possibilities open.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Next up, we'll go to Jeremy, truck driving in Missouri. May 17th is Jeremy's birthday. Jeremy, welcome to the program.
Good morning, George.
How are you? Whereabouts in the Missouri are you right now?
Right outside Carthage.
Ah, okay. Be careful. And question for Christy. Go ahead.
I'm just curious what next year is going to bring. Me and the family's had a pretty rough couple of years with deaths of the families and moving all over the country, so...
Yeah, so Jeremy, you're a Taurus, but you're right on that cusp also, so you've got a little Gemini in you as well. So a little flash of that kind of, but what you kind of offer to the family is that loyalty and that very hardworking masculine energy, which also, you know, Tauruses have a stereotype of being a little bit egotistical. Now, I say stereotype because that's not necessarily true. So, but they try to not let everybody see their emotional side, and there is that reliability. So this next year, this next upcoming year, feels like you're not going to be wandering as much as what you have. They do show that you love to travel, that you love the change of perspective, that you like that shift, but they're showing that 2020 kind of brings a little bit more stability to you, and the offset of this, that they don't want you to feel like you're getting bored. So sometimes you add some drama to your life because you think that stability is equating to boredom, and they don't want that to happen. And you love money. You like money. You like to earn it. So they're showing that 2020 is going to bring some more well-organized finances.
Great.
Bills are going to be paid.
Follow up, Jeremy. Go ahead.
No, sir. That was it.
All right, my friend. Hope everything works out for you.
Wishes.
Let's go to Ben now in Somerset, New Jersey, April 7th for Ben. Welcome to the program. Hi, Ben.
Oh, hi, George. Christy, God bless you guys. You hit on something, George. Those two Aries readings that she did before fit me also. So there is some kind of thing with what you were saying
yeah.
before about
similarities. Yep, absolutely.
Right.
You got a question for her?
I've been on the astrology a couple days ago. It says that I'm looking forward to a victory on a long-held aspiration that I have. And I was just wondering if you could tell me anything.
What aspiration do you have? I guess that's kind
oh my
of
God.
What
my
the question is.
My biggest aspiration that's been for years, which I don't know. My personal prayer is I pray to find myself one with God and willing to do my part.
Well, I love that.
That's very nice.
I love that life path. One of my favorite questions that I kind of offer my clients is, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I don't mean from an occupational standpoint, but we kind of take it from that. And I had a 10-year-old boy one time that when I asked him, what do you want to be when you grow up? His answer was happy. And I thought, boy, this person is going to end up having an amazing destiny because he gets it. You know, that's what's leading him in the direction of his life. Is it bringing joy? Is it bringing joy to other people? And I think that that's exactly what you are doing. You're conscious about it. And with you being conscious about it, it's like you're winning the lottery, you know, with it. There's this good fortune that kind of comes from that. Kind of a really weird side note is there is a female on the other side that feels like a grandmother energy. It feels like it's mom's mom. And she didn't have the easiest life. This is such a random thing to come through. But she keeps showing me something to do with legal documents around you. And just be careful with legal documents is what she's saying. So it could be real estate that you end up purchasing in 2020 or you end up refinancing. There's something that she's just, or taxes, so double check your CPA. There's something to do with that just feels a little bit stressful to me. And it is around that May, June time period that they just want you to be careful of. But as for, you know, what is coming in the future, it feels like the dark clouds are starting to kind of disintegrate around you. And there's a lot of unexpected, expected things that will happen. It feels very positive.
How many people bring these black clouds over their own heads? And thank you, Ben.
All of us.
You think so?
All of us. Yeah, there's situations that obviously, you know, get pushed, you know, around us, but we can get stuck in that rut and not get out of it. And it's up to us to choose to get out of that rut.
Let's go to Barbara in Old Orchard Beach, Maine. Welcome to the program. Hi, Barb.
Hi, George. It's nice to talk to both of you.
Thank you. Go ahead for a question. We got about a minute and a half left, Christy. Go ahead, Barb.
Okay, my birthday is May 5th, and my question is, am I on the right path of choosing an unconventional way of healing?
I love that. So you're a strong-willed Taurus, right? You're a Gemini.
May 5th.
No, you're a Taurus then.
May 5th, yeah.
So they show that you are. The only thing that they do show is they keep cautioning on something autoimmune. I feel very inflamed with you. And they keep saying that there's something emotionally connected to the past that is trying to kind of come out in a health way, in a health scare type of a way. So it's like a hypnotherapist might work with regards to it, or an acupuncturist might work with regards to it. But the other side of it, and I'll make this really quick, is that you are a great healer. You heal other people as well. And they show that you kind of absorb other people's stuff, especially family stuff. So they say, kind of give a little bit of a wide berth around that so that you can heal. But they do give me the nod that you're on the right path.
When you do your readings, what percent are relationships, jobs, or health? How would you break those down?
It seems to almost go in waves. It seems to, you know, 1 week or 1 month I'll have almost all job issues. You know, 1 month it'll be all love issues. It's interesting how it almost themes itself that way.
And then the week follows the theme, whatever it might be.
It does, yeah. It's interesting how it kind of moves into the different territories, but there's always sort of a similarity with it. And that could also have something to do with the way that the universe is moving at that time as well, where the planets are aligned.
The name of the book with Christy Robinette is Born Under a Sign. And Christy, spell out your website for folks that haven't had a chance to go to the link at coasttocoastam.com.
It is KristyRobinett.com.
Super, Christy. Take care of yourself. Keep in touch. Have a great Thanksgiving, okay?
Thanks so much. You too. Take care.
Christy Robinette. And again, the name of her book is called Born Under a Good Sign. Ian Punnett in for me tomorrow. For Dan Galante, Michael Cosio, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Greg Bishop, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, Tim Badal, George Knapp, and Ian Punnett. I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.